Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their state and individual communities. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answer from everyone who answered the survey. Before we begin, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay, thank you. And what is the year of your birth, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
1959.
And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I don't know. That's kind of because I have a bachelor's degree, but then I went back and got another degree. So, but it didn't rank me any higher.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
I am not.
And what is your race or ethnicity?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
And when thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
I hate Philadelphia.
Okay, so very dissatisfied or just somewhat dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as poor, only fair, good, or excellent?
Yeah, fair.
Only fair. And below is a list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? You may select up to three, okay? I have public transportation, gun violence, homelessness, the cost of housing and rent, jobs and the economy, corruption in city government, healthcare, public school funding, city services like trash pickup, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, inflation and the cost of living, or crime and public safety.
Money, inflation,
okay, jobs and the economy,
and homelessness.
Okay, thank you. And now, we'd like to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel, and if you don't know or never heard of the people and or groups, just let me know, okay? The first one, SEPTA. Do you recognize the organization SEPTA?
SEPTA, yeah.
From 0 to 10, how would you rate SEPTA? 10 means very favorable, and 0. Sorry?
I don't know. I haven't ridden SEPTA in years.
But just based on what you know about the organization, from 0 to 10, how would you rate them?
Maybe an 8.
8, okay. Governor Josh Shapiro, from 0 to 10, how would you rate?
I have to think about Shapiro. Wait a minute.
No problem. Governor Josh Shapiro, from 0 to 10.
6.
6, okay. The Philadelphia Department of Streets, from 0 to 10.
7.
7. The Philadelphia Police Department, in general, from 0 to 10.
9.
The next one, Mayor Cheryl Parker. How would you rate Mayor Cheryl Parker?
6. I don't know that much about her right now. She just knew.
Okay. The next one, the Philadelphia City Council. From 0 to 10.
Oh, they're a joke. Give them a 4.
4, okay. Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
7.
From 7. Council Member Kenyatta Johnson?
7.
Your local police officers? From 0 to 10?
8.
And the last one, District Attorney Larry Krasner?
4.
4, okay. Thank you. And generally speaking, do you disapprove or approve of the way Cheryl Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia? Is that strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved. And do you disagree or agree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community in city government. Agree
disagree.
Or disagree with you? Strongly disagree or just somewhat disagree?
Yep.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree.
And now, we're almost done with the survey. We're 50% now. Thank you so much for your time. Here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphians' daily life. After each one, please rate again on a scale of 0 to 10 your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood. 10 means that you are highly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. 5 means you are neither satisfied or dissatisfied with the issue. And 0 means that you are highly dissatisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. You may select any number between 0 and 10 again. And the first one is the cost of rent in your neighborhood from 0 to 10.
0 means I don't like it, right?
0 means highly dissatisfied.
Yeah,
make
it a 1.
It's 1, okay. The public safety from 0 to 10?
1.
The condition of park, recreation centers, and community facilities?
4.
For access to affordable housing?
1.
Access to public transportation?
3.
The availability of good paying jobs.
3.
And the last two, the condition of roads and infrastructure.
4.
The last one, the quality of education in public schools from 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting worse, staying about the same, or getting better compared to last year?
Worse.
And would you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or raising to the point where you can really get ahead?
I don't know that much about the cost of living because I'm very tired.
Okay, but your expenses, do you think are staying about the same or falling behind or raising to the point you can really get ahead?
No, they're falling behind.
Okay. And below is a list of goods or services that Philadelphians might regularly spend money on. And please select the 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. You may select up to 3, okay? Personal care, groceries, gas, paying down debt, recreation and entertainment, rent, education, public transportation, childcare, utilities like gas, electricity, and internet, or healthcare, including prescription drugs.
And what am I rating this for?
Yeah, please select the 2 or 3 services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. Is the
okay.
Personal care, groceries,
utilities,
gas.
Okay. Utilities, property.
Okay.
Transportation.
And transportation. Okay, thank you. And thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? Are you not at all concerned? Not that concerned, somewhat concerned, or very concerned about violent crime?
Very concerned. I don't go anywhere.
Okay, and how often
I stay
often
locked
do you
in
see,
my house.
And how often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say never, rarely, a few times a month, a few times a week, or every day?
Rarely.
Rarely. And do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends the right amount, too little or too much on the police department?
I think they spend too little.
Too little. And now we're almost done again with the survey. We're at 75% now. Again, thank you for your patience. Here is a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe that this action will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer in the city implemented it, okay? The first one is begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets. That will make you feel much safer, somewhat, a little bit, or not at all safer.
Say that again.
Begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than release them back on the street. This action will make you feel much safer, somewhat, a little bit safer, or not at all safer, if the city implements it.
Somewhat safer.
Somewhat. The next one is declare a public safety emergency in the city. Much safer, somewhat, a little bit, or not at all?
Not at all.
Expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries.
Not at all.
The last three, close the open-air drug market in Kensington.
Close, I don't know how they're going to close it.
This action will make you much feel safer, somewhat safer, a little bit, or not at all. If the city implements
a little bit.
A little bit. And the last two, hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates. Much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit, or not at all.
Somewhat.
And the last one, aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles.
Let's see. If they ban them?
Yeah, they will aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs on city streets and impound illegal vehicles. This action will make you feel much safer, somewhat, a little bit, or not at all.
Somewhat
safer. And now, in a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Cheryl Parker recently? Whatever comes to your mind.
I've heard her ideas about how she wants to change the city. I think they're good ideas, but I don't think she's going to be able to implement them.
Okay. Just let me record the answer. Okay. And now, anything else or just that?
No.
Okay. But as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. Please indicate the two or three items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. You may select up to three items. The first one is tackle the opioid crisis, improve public transportation, get guns off the streets, invest in community development, hire more police officers, support more affordable housing, foster small businesses and local jobs, reduce juvenile crime, improve our schools and education, or the last three, improve the city's infrastructure, remove homeless encampments, or address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods.
Affordable housing.
Okay. This is the most important, or some, yes, sorry?
Police.
Okay, and more police. Let me hire more police officers, okay? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And now, here's a list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy. 10 means that you strongly support the policy, 5, you somewhat support, and 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy, okay? You may select any number from 0 to 10. The first one is provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business district, making them more attractive to shoppers. From 0 to 10, support or oppose?
Just on a business district?
Along businesses district, making them more attractive to shoppers. Yes.
Opposed.
Okay. From 0 to 10?
3.
3. The next one, invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets. from 0 to 10?
3.
The next one, add 15 new 911 dispatcher for faster police response, 10 community outreach position, and 9 victim advocates to better serve residents. From 0 to 10?
7.
7, okay. The next one, provide $100 million for treatment and triage facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness.
7.
And the next one, keep tax rate flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
9.
The next one, invest $119 million in new funding for our city's public schools.
9.
The last three, invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalks, sweeping, and little removal. From 0 to 10?
6.
6. The last two, invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city. From 0 to 10?
2.
The last one, add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable population in neighborhoods afflicted by crime.
6.
6, okay. And now we're basically in the last part of the survey. Again, thank you so much for your help and your time. As you may know, Mayor Parker's plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic-era hybrid or work-from-office practice. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support ending work-from-home for city employees and requiring them to be back in the office full-time? Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. And as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchanges and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchanges can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the decisions to end city support for needle exchange programs?
Support.
Strongly support or just somewhat?
Strongly.
And as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools, which will keep public school open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools?
Oppose.
Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Strongly.
Strongly oppose. And how often would you say you watch, listen to, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
A few times a week.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
And do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Not very conservative. What was the one before that?
It's somewhat conservative. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
I'm sorry. I didn't get that one.
Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
I own.
Okay. And which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
I don't see what that has to do with anything.
Yeah, I need to read everything verbatim. I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm straight, but...
Okay. And do you identify as transgender or non-binary, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Single.
And Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
From whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
That's a hard one, because I filled out a questionnaire and general... they refused to take it.
Okay, but
so I don't know how to
remember
that.
Okay, no problem. And below are some potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. X or Twitter, Philadelphia Daily News, YouTube, NPR, Power 99, Fox News, New York Times, Facebook, local news station, CNN, Washington Post, TikTok, or Philadelphia Inquirer.
Do you have local news?
Yeah, I have a local news station and local news.
Local news station.
Okay, thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? What is less than $24,000, between $25,000? Less than okay. And, okay, this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day. Thank you.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.